fighting moment. Strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment.
Hello everyone, thank you for joining me in episode 19 of our Final Call Sermon Series. We are going to be thankful today in light of Thanksgiving Day. I chose to do this topic that we can all reflect back on how good God has been to us. So I'm going to dive a little deeper into just being thankful for so many different things, but thankful to the Lord for His grace and His mercy over the years. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are indeed grateful for this opportunity that we could take this time to reflect on your goodness towards us, dear Father. We just in awe, Lord, and we have no words to express our gratitude for the things that we don't even deserve, dear Lord. But we're here to tell you thank you for all that you have done for us. Put your words in my mouth, dear Lord. Remove myself, dear Lord, from this equation and insert your words, dear Lord, so we can inspire someone to be grateful today for all that you have provided and blessed us with over these years. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. So friends, I'm going to dive a little more deeper into being thankful. It's a word, it's an expression that's not commonly used. A lot of people are not grateful to other people. And we're not here to discuss, you know, our human interaction with each other and being grateful for things. People have done you favors, loan you money, help you out here and there. I'm going to go a little bit deeper than that. You know, we don't have the words, I think, in vocabulary to express how God has been good to us. You know, and for myself, who had four near-death experiences, and I always kind of throw this in there that, you know, I have family members can vouch for that, and friends. I have four near-death experiences from the age 8 up until 3 years ago. And there's a miracle I'm still here today. I have doctors who can vouch for that, and paramedics who can vouch for that, that I am grateful to be here today. And for that, I want to give God all the gratitude that I can express as a human being for being there for us. As I noted from age 8, you know, I almost drowned at age 8, fell off a bridge into a river, into the Black River to be exact. And, you know, this is something that I've always will remember. And God provided me the great hands of my cousin that I'll make sure he listened to this episode, that he pulled me out of the water at 5 o'clock in the morning, no visibility. And I felt him grab me by my waist and pull me to shore. Till today, I'm so grateful for him and for the Lord for sparing my life. So the reason why I'm starting off like that is just to give context of what really it is to be grateful to the Lord for the things that he have done. You have to think back. As deep as you can possibly think, you have lived to see today. I don't care if you're a teenager or in your 20s, your 30s, or your 40s. If you count every day you have lived on this earth thus far, you've woken up every morning. Have you ever stopped to think that so many people have not gotten a chance to wake up? You know, a lot of people pass away in their sleep. A lot of people, you know, just don't make it through to see the next morning, be it a tragedy or accident or something. So we have so much to be grateful for to the Lord, and we owe him all of that gratitude, because sometimes we still need to ponder back on all the things that we've been through all our lives. I speak for myself. I'm in my 40s. So I have 40 something years of adding up all those days that I have, you know, I have survived per se. I've woken, I went to bed, put my life completely in his hands. I don't know what's going to happen the next day. And have every time now I completely feel honored when I open my eyes and I wake up and I see, I look around sometimes, maybe it's a little dark. I just kind of look around and realize that I'm here still. I don't take that for granted anymore. I really don't. So it's just to put this episode, to put in context what really to be thankful is all about. Have you taken the time to just reflect? Reflect back. I don't care if it's last week. There must be something that stands out to you that the Lord has kept you from or kept you through. You know, I have to say, it's been a rough journey for me, but I'm still here. And I'm here only through His grace and His mercy. And I just want to encourage someone today to take the time, just to take time and reflect back on all the good things the Lord has done for you. That may even help us create a path of gratitude that could completely change our lives, change the way we do things, change the way we interact with others, change the way we change our spiritual lives. If we just take the time, just take a little time and think back and all the things that you have survived, all the things that, all the obstacles that came in your way that the Lord brought you through. At times I look at it and I say, you know what, Lord, I just have to say thank you. I don't have nothing else to say. Just thank you, Lord, waking up in the morning. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me safe on the street, in the highways, on the byways, countless accidents every day. Some of us never been in accidents. Some of us survive accidents. You know, there's so much to be grateful for. You know, for life and health and strength, you know, and just to keep in your family and your loved ones and all of the people you love and care about are still around today. Some of us lost loved ones, but it's still through His mercy why He allowed them to go and we're still able to withstand and move forward. Looking back on all the good things God has done for us, you know, you know, there's a song that I really, there's a hymn that I really, really love. Day by day, and which is passing moment, strength I find. that hymn put it in context for me. Think about it, friends. Day by day, in every waking moment. I'm not sure if I'm actually quoting that correctly. I'm going to look up the lyrics and see if I'm doing it right. So in the meantime, while I look up the lyrics, I'm going to say that I personally know that lately I've been looking at just every aspect of my life. I don't look a day or two ahead anymore, moment by moment. And I did find the lyrics. Okay. So day by day, with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. Friends, I don't know how else to say this. Day by day, and with each passing moment, if you stop to just pause for a second, and so all those years, if you calculate the years, all those years consist of day by day, okay? And each of those days consist of each passing moment. Right now, me speaking to you about this, it's just a moment. A moment came and went. That trial you went through, that obstacle, that was a moment that the Lord kept you through. Now you're going to think back to as long as you can remember. As a child, all those moments that the Lord has kept you to where you are right now as an adult. Oh, friends, if you stop just for a second and add up all those moments and all those days that he kept you till today, woke you up every morning, friends, it can change your life. It can change your perspective on life. It can change your spiritual walk. Just the gratitude alone from thinking back all the way to your child till now, the Lord has kept you through all those moments. The sad ones, the happy ones, the frustrated ones, the disappointments you have felt. All of those things he has kept you through. So I'm just here to remind you today that, you know, being grateful is not just words out of your mouth, but is your action. If you're truly grateful for what God has done for you, it can change the way you treat everybody else around you. We're not here just because by chance. We're here because of his grace and his mercy. So deep down, if you know that, and if you truly believe that, then that alone can enhance the way you live your life from now on out. Just the sheer mercy that he has upon us. We're smack dab in the middle of a pandemic. I knew three people that died so far, you know, and grateful for that, not being a higher number, but I'm still grateful that he has kept all of our families and, you know, I have a few friends and family that contracted this disease, but they survived it. A lot of families can't say that. So we look back on what last year was, and we're here today. And we're going to give him all the praise, the honor, and all the glory for all that he has done for us. So as we reminisce back on being thankful today, think back on just the love that the Lord has for us and what he has brought us through. And take the time to spend the time now to be in gratitude mode. If you truly put yourself in gratitude mode, it can really enhance your spiritual life moving forward. Would really put you on the next level when you stop to think. Not back on yesterday. Not just a month ago. Not just a year ago. Think back on all the things that he have brought you through. I can look back right now and see all my disappointments, all the hurt that I've felt. I never knew that I'll live to see the day that I fully understand why he did it. That's grace. He's saying to Dean, trust me. Those moments of despair, those dark places that you were, you're not going to see it now, man, but it's going to pay off down the road. So I'm glad that I've lived to see. I'm grateful that I lived to see and lived to understand why he allowed those things to happen to me. And that's so I can share with you today. I am grateful for what the Lord has kept me from. I've lived to see why he kept me from the path that I was going down. It can't be as clear as it can ever get. So we just have to be thankful for all the things that the Lord have done for us. So as we wrap up this episode, I just want to remind you how important it is just to show gratitude. Gratitude for others. You know, I am not going to sit here and brag that I'm always been this kind, loving person. But I can give you experience one day. I was driving from work and it was raining. And I'm driving behind a bus. And the bus stopped. there's other vehicles going by. I couldn't go around the bus. So I pull up behind the bus and wait till people come off. And I was even kind of asking myself, why did the bus stop here? There's not a bus stop, but there was a plaza to the right that the bus was letting off someone to go to that plaza. I guess that's the only place they could go because there was nothing else on the left. And lo and behold, this old lady came out. And older lady could hardly walk, looked confused, looked like she didn't know where she was. And I'm watching her the whole time. And I'm saying, man, somebody couldn't give this old lady an umbrella or something. And believe it or not, folks, I just looked back on my back seat and there was a big umbrella on my back seat. Not the little ones. I remember I bought that at Home Depot for something. I remember buying it at Home Depot in Atlanta. I think it was raining when I went inside the store and I bought it just to go back to my car. I didn't want to sit there and wait. So I just bought it. It's the only thing was in front of me. Didn't really need it. Never used it since. It was sitting on my back seat the whole time. When I tell you, friends, I pull up next to that old lady and handed her that umbrella. When I tell you I've ever seen the look of gratitude in my life, oh, trust me, friends. If looks could speak, if you saw the look on that poor old lady's face, just the sheer gratitude that she had, oh my gosh, how in the world this man just pull up and just handed me a big umbrella. The big umbrella they call in Jamaica, house and land. It's one of the big ones, family size. And I saw her open it up and walk towards the plaza. And I realized it was a dialysis place. And I think probably that's where she was heading. That's the only thing was over there. And a laundromat. So I'm thinking she must be going to the dialysis place. Friends, I'm telling you, I've just used that example just to see that's the same gratitude we should have towards the Lord for all the good things that He have done. And with that, when you truly believe the gratitude and the gratitude, going into gratitude mode is something special. And you, when you do that, I think it can change your life. I think it can put you in the place where you have so much compassion for others and you want to extend that gratitude, you know, to others. You want to just be kind to others. You want to be the way the Lord has brought you. So I'm just here to encourage you today on Thanksgiving Day. And anyone hearing this, maybe after today, doesn't matter. We still should be grateful every day. But I figure I'll just throw this topic in there because it's Thanksgiving Day. But we should be grateful every day, every moment, day by day. We should be happy that the Lord has brought us through so many trials, so many tribulations. People that's older than me and younger than me, we all have been through stuff, you know. So we're just grateful today for this opportunity, and we're just going to pray, ask the Lord to continue to bestow His blessings upon us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are beyond words right now, dear Father, just how grateful we are. Yet another opportunity to speak through me, dear Lord, to someone out there who's a little frustrated at times and get flustered about what's going on around us, Lord. But if they could just shift their thoughts for a moment and look at what you brought them through, that alone could change their perspective of anything that's facing, the obstacle they're facing right now. So Father, just ask you to be with someone today. Remind them where you have been for them and how you can do the same like you did in the past. I don't care if it's yesterday or a year ago or 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 10 years ago, dear Lord. You've brought them through then and you'll do it today. So often we'll forget, dear Father, because we are humans. We're nothing but filthy rags, dear Lord, and we're going to forget what you brought us through. Maybe even yesterday we'll forget, but we want someone to really take the time to reflect today, dear Lord, on what you have done for them and how you have brought them through so much. continue there, Lord, to give me the strength to continue to do your will, to spread your message, dear Lord, to someone out there who's listening there. Dear Lord, even if it's just one person, continue to bless us and forgive us of all our sins, Lord, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father, for the love and your mercy you bestowed upon us, even we don't even deserve it, we're grateful, dear Lord. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, friends, for joining me in this episode, and see you on the next episode. God bless. That I lose not faith's sweet consolation.